boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Happy birthday to Taylor.
Hey, thank you so much.
No, seriously, happy birthday. Can you be mad at your bestie on her birthday, though?
Well, yeah.
Because I'm a little ticked off with you on your birthday.
I just have a certain way of ruining things, truly.
So I held off giving you your birthday present until we met to do our show prep, which we don't show prep until 2 o'clock. Starts at 3. We show prep at 2 o'clock. I walk into the room. I got your beautiful gift bag, which is funny because it's the same bag you gave me.
I gave to you back in February, but I kind of assumed something like that would happen.
Reduce, reuse, recycle, girlfriend.
Of course.
And before I even show you the gift, before I even say anything, what do you say to me?
I said, hey, I got the Bomb Pop Liquid IV flavor. Because backstory, we've been talking about it. I got a cotton candy flavor and was telling you about that. And you're like, oh, I really want to try like the Popsicle Bomb Pop flavor.
Uh-huh. I've been telling you that for weeks now to try it.
I know. And then I was at the store yesterday and saw like a little 3-pack of them. So I bought them. I brought one today thinking that you'd maybe want to take a sip. And you just gave me a death stare. I was like, what? Oh my God, you bought it for me, didn't you?
I was like, are you kidding me, Taylor?
Why do I do this?
Look in your stupid bag.
To be fair, you got me a bigger pack, and great news, everybody, I like the flavor. So that would have been really awkward if I had tried
it. You didn't like it?
And been like, hey, I tried this, it's garbage. That would have been sad.
I would have been like, you're not actually getting any gift today.
Yeah, this is why I get yelled at for buying things before my birthday.
Did we not just talk about this like 2 weeks ago that your boyfriend Curly literally told you you're in birthday territory and you need to stop buying yourself stuff? You literally can't go to the store ever.
No.
In the month of March.
Well, it's too late and now my birthday's over, so guess who's going to Target? Me.
Yeah, you can officially after today buy yourself anything new because it's fine now.
Sorry about that. Sorry I ruined my own birthday.
What I've learned about having braces is that everybody wants to see inside your mouth.
Yeah, even today, because you were here, you came last Thursday, you got them on in the morning, you came to the station, but then you had to go home.
Yeah, because my mouth hurt so bad.
But even today, there were still people like, let me see them.
Let me see your mouth. You saw it. We were show prepping, and in walks in Kelly, and she's like, I haven't seen your braces. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, wow, it looks like you got a grill.
Yeah, it doesn't, by the way. And I get what she's saying.
I was like, you know what? I don't hate that, but like, could we bedazzle them? Why do we not bedazzle braces?
I don't know if
you know what
should.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know if your orthodontist would like that, but I
like, can I add sparkles? Could I add diamonds?
Yeah, probably. I did this in COVID. I didn't have braces. Well, COVID, dark time, right?
Yeah.
Nobody knew. It was weird. We all just were going through it. Me and my friends would glue rhinestones on our teeth because like
with what?
Don't do this. Nail glue.
Taylor,
I'm fine now. Don't do that. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, but I feel like if it's on a bracket, it's fine, right?
No, you know what you should do is use your wax
and then put a bedazzle on
it. Squish the wax in and then shove a rhinestone in there
and then glue a diamond on that.
Yeah.
Dude, I would look so cool.
Glue. Don't be like me. That's bad.
How are your teeth okay?
I don't know.
I hope your dentist is not listening right now.
Forget everything.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I love this trend that I'm seeing right now that girls are filming their boyfriend or husband or whatever holding a baby, their baby, saying, I'm telling my guy to pretend that I'm a random girl and I'm trying to kiss our baby, okay? Because, you know, everybody has that feeling of, like, strangers getting in your baby's personal business. It's weird, right? So they are testing how they would handle that situation. So the videos are all like the guy standing there and the girl runs up and tries to kiss the baby, and the reactions are wild. They're swatting at the girls. One guy spit out water in her face and was like, back! Get back, I say. And I'm like, this is hilarious. And now I've even seen some girls that, like, they don't have kids. They do the same thing where they're like, okay, babe, I need you to pretend like I'm a random girl in the bar, and I'm going to come up to you and try to kiss you and, like, get your phone number. Mm-hmm. And the reactions are so funny. There's guys that just start barking, which I really appreciate, or being like, I have a girlfriend! I have a girlfriend! I have a girlfriend! Now I feel like I need to go home and try this.
Oh, I did.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay. So, well, first off, it started with Neighbor Man doing the trick on me. But you're supposed to say, like, okay, pretend I'm a random girl. And then you do the action or whatever. You try to kiss them or whatever. Mm-hmm. He said, okay, pretend. And he tries to kiss me. And I'm like, whoa, you didn't say I'm a random guy. And so he's trying to, and I'm like, and then he waits a couple of seconds. He goes, I'm a random guy. And I'm like, you can't just say, okay, I pretend, and then wait a couple seconds and say I'm a random guy. Yeah. You didn't finish the sentence. You know what I'm saying?
Follow the rules.
Follow the rules here. And then later on, I did it. And then I tried to put my hand on his hand, and he swatted at my hand.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, he followed the rule very well. He's like, I got a girlfriend.
I got to try this. I think I might get smacked, though.
Really? I want to see if it would be better for you to do it, because Neighbor Man knew of the trick. And I want to see how Curly reacts, because he wouldn't know the trick, how well he would do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to do this tonight, and I'll send you a video.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Let me tell you, getting braces will be a complete life change for you.
Truly.
And one of those things for you will be that your mouth, it's going to hurt for several days. It hasn't been even a complete week for me to have braces. That will be Thursday. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely, it's been hurting.
Better at least than
no.
Okay. Well,
I was trying to look on the bright side. You know what's funny is that Neighbor Man keeps saying tomorrow will be better, and I'm like, it's not. Well, it hasn't gotten better.
You know what's gonna happen, and I hate to be a Debbie Downer.
Don't.
It's gonna be better, and then you're gonna have to go in and get them tightened.
That's literally what Loretta said to me. She's like, "Oh, it'll get better," and then right when it gets better, it's when you're gonna have to get your teeth tightened.
And then hopefully at that point they only like feel tight for a couple days, and then you'll be a little more used to it. But yeah, that might be how this first month or so goes.
I hope the next 2 years go as fast as they humanly possibly can. Let's get to 2027 as fast as we can.
Right.
No, but my mouth is really, really hurting badly. So I've had to kind of, well, problem solve is the best way to put it, with eating. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm eating the Jell-O, I'm eating the pudding, I'm having protein shakes like you wouldn't believe, but I really want desperately human food. The best I've had is mashed potatoes. And
oh, nice.
As much as I love mashed potatoes, I'm getting to the point where I'm over mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And that's saying something. So I had eggs this morning, and the best way to have eggs is what I like to call the marinate and swallow.
Ew. That does not sound good.
Because it's not. So you put it in your mouth, you let it marinate so you can at least get the taste of it.
Yeah.
You don't chew because really you can't. It hurts too bad.
Mm-hmm.
You swallow.
You squish it around with your tongue?
Well, sometimes I have learned that if you put it far back enough, you can kind of munch it up a little bit with your tongue.
Oh.
My tongue has gotten so strong.
I bet. It's insane. I'm a little nervous that I'm now going to have the reputation of helping people wedding crash because of what happened this weekend. So I went to one of my old college teammates' wedding on Saturday. And I got a plus one, so I brought my boyfriend, Curly. And at the ceremony, I was sitting with two of my other college friends. We didn't really plan it out very well, though. We were sitting on the end of like the pew in the church, and all three of our boyfriends were closest to the aisle because they don't really know each other, and we wanted to sit next to each other. Come to find out, at the end of the ceremony, they say if everybody would be patient and wait, because the bride and groom would like to come and dismiss you so they have a chance to thank you for coming, because, you know, you're busy on your wedding day. That might be the only chance they get. So we all look at each other and we're like, oh my God, all three of our boyfriends are at the end of this pew None of them know the bride or the groom. This is their first time meeting both of them. And they look like wedding crashers. So we're like, do we quickly move? Like, this is embarrassing. What do you know? Bride and groom come walking up. And I can see on my friend's face, she's like, Like, the thing of, like, I feel like I should know who you are, but I don't. And then she looked down and saw us and was like, oh, my gosh. Hi, guys. Thank you for coming. I was like, this is so embarrassing. Why did we not think about this?
Did you tell him to own up, like, to totally do it? Because I totally would have. I said, own it. Act like you're wedding crashers.
Well, my boyfriend Curly turned to me and was like, what am I supposed to do? Like, do I shake their hand? What do I do? I'm like, well, you got the two other boyfriends in front of you. Do what they would do. If they go in for the hug, go in for the hug.
I think you shake the hand and be like, all right, where's the free cake and do you got free drinks? I'm here for the free stuff. What time's the dance?
Okay, that would have been so embarrassing.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Can I tell you my favorite thing about the last couple of days of nice weather?
Okay.
The birds are chirping.
Oh, God.
Have you noticed?
That makes me sound like a horrible person if I say no, but the answer is no.
People are going to be like, well, she needs to get outside more. Oh, I haven't been outside. Don't worry about that. I noticed it at home yesterday. I heard the birds chirping. And then I thought I heard them outside the window behind me, but it's just, I think the wind is making something squeak.
Oh.
I'm not sure what it is.
I should have noticed yesterday we took the dogs for a walk.
And there were no birds chirping?
Well, no, I was mostly distracted with Zaw on his first walk.
Oh my God.
Well, dude couldn't figure out the leash.
Oh. So now you got to get him out more.
I do. He was having a hard time understanding what a leash is and that he has to keep walking. He was having a hard time with that one.
I do believe weenie dogs are like that, though. They just expect to be carried.
I did carry him a little bit, but then I was just like, what's the point of a walk if I carry you the entire time?
It's a weighted walk for you. Like a 5-pound walk.
I told Neighbor Man that when we would move again, we really needed to go through our stuff and really declutter again.
I gotta know what your stash looks like because you have moved so much in the last, year and a half?
Not even a girl. Like 2 years I've moved so much.
Every time you're like, my car's full of stuff that I need to sell. Uh-huh. My car's full of stuff that I need to donate. I'm like, how do you have anything left?
Girl, I don't even know if the government or the IRS know where I'm at.
That's so concerning.
Good for me, though.
Wow.
They'll never find me. I'm just kidding.
You're hiding in your pile of trash in your basement.
They'll never find me. No, seriously, though. I moved so much. It sounds like I'm on the run, but I'm not. So many people that listen here are like, dude, she's on the run. I'm not.
What are you hiding from?
I swear to God, I'm not. I hope this is the last time I move. No, seriously, though. Last time when I moved, when Neighbor Man and I decided to move in together, I really wanted to, like, downgrade as much as I really could. Because I was like, if I could honestly not move that much crap, I'd love to. And then I knew we would only be at this place for like a year or two. So I was like, okay, if I move again, I want to downgrade again so I don't have to move that much crap.
Right.
So he told me this weekend to go through the basement in a nice way, get rid of crap. So I went in the basement and I'm going through stuff. And I told myself if I hadn't touched it in a year, there's a fat chance I really don't need it anymore. Yeah. I should just get rid of it. So I was really struggling with some bags. They're like old Victoria's Secret bags. I used to work there back in 2016, and we would get free crap there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they're these big bags that I use anytime I go on like a vacation or I go sleep over at like a friend's or family's house. It's a nice, good bag.
Like a big duffel bag?
Yes. Okay. I've got three of them. And I was like, tell Neighbor Man, I feel like I need both. And he goes, no, you don't. You have a suitcase literally right over there. I think you only need one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I can't get rid of them. And he's like, okay, do you need to watch an episode of Hoarders?
Oh, that escalated quickly.
And I was like, whoa, you know what, though? That might work to watch an episode of Hoarders. I didn't. But honestly, him just saying that helped me out. And I got rid of two bags.
Okay. Well, that's good. I just wonder, like, why did that help? Because, you know, Hoarders, obviously, those people have a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you'd watch that and be like, well, I'm not that bad.
Him just, like, threatening me, I was like, I already know, like, they have a lot of things, right? I'm like, I don't need to sit down and watch. I could just get this done over with.
I'm living it in my real life.
Exactly. Exactly. So I was like, I don't need to watch it. I just have these two things. I just need to get rid of it.
Okay. Next time, I think he can threaten
what?
That you have so much stuff that it looks like you're hiding from the government.
It really looks like I am.
It's concerning.
They almost got me. They almost got me. A scam. Oh. This is the first time I almost clicked a suspicion. Well, you know, I click them here all the time, but I almost clicked in on my text message.
I got one today. Is it the toll thing?
No, but they text me all the time for the freaking tolls. And I'm like, I haven't left the state of Iowa in a while. I can't afford
it. I remember you bringing that up. I got that one today.
Don't fall for
it. I didn't. I deleted it.
The toll one. Don't do it. No, this one was so believable. So, listen up, because I almost fell for this one, and I don't want you to fall for it, too. Security alert, semicolon, green state. Did you pay $155.80 online on 3-8-2025? Reply yes to confirm. If not, click here. And it's a suspicious link.com/green state. See you to cancel. Now listen here. When you see something like that where it says security alert, I half read it. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh my God, somebody charged a suspicious amount to my card. I almost clicked it. Here's the thing. I would like to bank with Green State. My neighbor man and I have actually talked about it.
Yeah.
I don't currently bank with them. I almost clicked it because I didn't read it right away.
Yeah.
Don't fall for that.
How'd you figure it out?
Because I don't bank with them at the moment.
Oh.
But I almost did because I just read right over Green State.
Well, I will tell you at least.
So don't fall for it. Even if you have them, please call them first.
I was going to say, they call you. I've had my bank call
really?
Me before. Yeah, and they'll even leave a message like, hey, there's a weird charge. Call us back and we can talk about it. It's always been like my Apple purchases. Like if I have an app that I pay for. But they call you. They don't send you some sketchy weird link.
Well, I should have known better because first off, that text message almost got me. I almost pressed the link. But I should have known better because my bank, I currently have notifications for every charge. Any charge that happens, I get push notifications. It will be for anything, whether it's online, whether it's my debit card, whatever. They send me push notifications. So I would have gotten the push notification, not a text message.
Right.
So dumb, I should have known better. But I almost fell for it. Again, I was like just, you know, half paying attention. I see security alert and I only see the dollar amount, I half read and I'm like, almost clicked the link. You almost got me, scammers.
I'm glad you didn't. I do wonder what happens when you click, though. Is it just like a video of somebody going, na 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 boo boo? I got you. Loser.
I'm stealing all your money.
Now you did charge $150 and the rest of your bank account.
I don't want to find out what happened.
Yeah, let's not. I've been seeing people on TikTok posting how in a couple, there's normally one person who's like really on top of things. And then the other person who has absolutely zero, no sense of urgency at all. And boy, did that hit home to me for some reason. I had that wedding on Saturday. And this is when I was really like, oh my God, it's him. It's Curly. He has zero sense of urgency at all. I was like, we got to leave by 12:20. So there's time for us to drive, find a place to park, and then walk in without, I don't know, walking down the aisle with the bride. You know what I'm saying? That's my biggest
fear. I've been there.
You have?
Well, technically what happened it was an outdoor wedding. I'm so sorry, Emily. I know you listened to the show. I still apologize to this day. It was an outside wedding. And where you had to park was right behind Emily and Kyle getting married.
Yeah.
So everybody saw us pull up
late. God.
And then we just had to stand there. And everyone saw us standing there.
That's embarrassing. That's really bad.
Because everybody faced the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Still, I'm still sorry, Emily. Great wedding, by the way. I was 20 minutes late.
Okay. Well, yeah. You just proved my point exactly.
Yeah, please. He needs to have a sense of urgency.
I was like, get on top of it. He worked a half day on Saturday. So he got home and was just like, ooh, I'm going to unload the dishwasher.
No.
I'm going to go
walk
and check the mailbox, which hasn't been checked in 3 weeks. Like, where is this like sudden motivation coming from to do all these random house chores? And I'm like, all right, are you going to get in the shower and squeeze into your tux? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't need to leave. But
yeah, you do.
I'm like, well, yeah, I want to leave by 12:20. No, we could leave at like 12:30, 12:35. Wedding's not till 1. I'm like, I can't with you. I need you to have an ounce of urgency right now. So I was like pushing him along a warning, which I think probably annoyed him. But somebody has to. Somebody in the relationship has to.
I think it's me in the relationship, but not for like that. I guess we haven't had like that kind of a situation yet.
Mm-hmm.
For us, like even this morning, it was Luna, our kitty, had puked a little bit.
Mm.
And you know, me, it's like the end of the world. I'm like, neighbor man, get the vacuum.
Yeah.
It's like end of the world. And he's just slowly walking out, just strolling. But for me, it's end of the world. Like, mm-hmm. It's like hot lava.
I need you right now
to clean up this mess.
Ew.
That, so for me, it's like a sense of urgency. It's the end of the world. Like the floor's on lava, and him, he's just taking his sweet time to clean up the mess. So I think he's curly. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but you're cool with showing up at the same time.
Well, yeah, see, and then I was late for the wedding. See, that's okay. Where
it doesn't quite make sense.
Last week, you were talking about how Curly has been flexing a little bit more in any mirror that he can find around the house.
Especially when he gets home from the gym, he's got to check out what the results are looking like.
Hey, the veins be pumping. I don't know. The men talk like that. I don't really understand.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times he's like, babe, look at this vein. And I'm like, wow. That's a nice vein. I don't know what that means.
Wow.
Awesome.
Looking good. Okay, what's for dinner?
I love it. I'm hungry. You got a lot of oxygen pumping through you.
No, seriously, though. We need to go to the grocery store. Let's wrap it up here, sweetie.
So proud of you.
No, seriously. Okay, so Neighbor Man does the same thing. Like, literally, even, I forget what it was, Friday or Saturday, he was in the mirror like, oh, yeah. And he's like, flexing in the mirror. And I'm like, okay, you're literally going to work. But congrats, sweetie. Glad to know you're...
Why are you puffing up right now?
Yeah. Do you know what you do for a job? Okay, whatever. Anyways, but I found something that might be a little bit more cringier than that.
Okay.
He comes home the other day, and he likes to go to the gym in the middle of the day. He's got a nice break in between work, and he likes to go to the gym. Well, he came home from work that day, and he was like, babe. And I was like, what? I was the biggest man at the gym today. Oh, like the God. Biggest, like, buffiest man at the gym. I was like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, will we pay attention to that? It's like, babe, I've never been the biggest man at the gym. But I also was the only man at the gym.
Oh, God. So what was the point of that?
But he was really proud of himself. But then, you know what? We can't knock the man down because, honestly, I was trying to think of the equivalent of that to the girlies. And you know what? I think there is an equivalent of, what? Like, I don't look at that for us. Like, I don't look around and be like, oh, am I the biggest, beefest girl?
Jacked.
No, but you know what? I try to look to see if I'm the cutest girly. And not as in, like, beauty-wise, but more like outfit-wise.
Oh,
you
know that's what? Never me.
Same girl. I look like I rolled out of bed and I've been wearing the same outfit 3 days in a row. I don't know how girlies look cute in the gym. I don't think I've ever looked the cutest in the gym. I'm also the only girlie in the gym.
Hey, even then, I am below whatever's there.
This might sound like the strangest thing that has ever come out of my mouth, and I've said some weird things before.
Oh, boy.
But I've always wanted to be a part of, like, some sort of, like, research project.
I would always get emails when I was a student at the University of Iowa.
It's funny you mentioned that.
And be like, oh, if you fit these requirements and are willing to do this, you can make, like, $20 or something.
You could be part of, like, a case study?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the University of Iowa because they are doing a case study that I would love to participate in. Let me explain. Researchers at the University of Iowa are seeking teenagers and young adults. I'm like, well, I still like to think I'm young.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they do not think I am young because it's adults ages 14 to 19 for a paid research study on factors relating to alcohol use and problems. Participations consist of 3 lab visits over 30 months and completing online surveys. Participation is voluntary. And participants can withdraw at any time without penalty. And you could earn up to $495.
Wow.
It sounds like fun. I saw this because I got I don't know. It's like this magazine from the city of Cedar Rapids, and it was on the back of it, some advertisement for it. I've always wanted to be a part of like a case study. Have you ever seen those things? I don't know if you've ever seen these TikToks on your For You page where these people get to be they get to help like their city police.
I was just going to say, I keep seeing people doing that. Basically, it's like training for them for DUIs or whatever.
Yes. City of Cedar Rapids or Marion or I don't care. North Liberty, anywhere. You need me? I'm here. Hello.
They bring you in and then like give you booze basically. Mm-hmm. And then they like train on the breathalyzer and then like the eye test and the straight line.
And you get paid to drink.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you the last time I had an alcoholic drink. So you would think I like drink a lot, but I just was like, how fun would it be to get paid to drink? And then I get to help the police officers. I don't know. Learn if I've drank too much. How cool is that?
I think it's so cool. I would love to be a part of it.
Every time I see somebody do a TikTok video of it, it looks like a ton of fun. And they get to play, like, as they're drinking, they play, like, board games.
They're playing, like, beer pong.
Come on.
At the police station.
I'm telling you, let me know when this happens. I will be a participant.
I'm right there with you. Oh, really? I was right there ahead of you, actually.
Those girls in the afternoon are very interested.
If you are a county police
officer, they probably won't pick us.
I think I could fit the criteria.
Why?
Because I can drink White Claws.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
People on TikTok are talking about horror movies right now, but not really in the way that you think. We're not talking about like super gory, scary type movies. It's more so the movies that traumatized you. Okay.
So, okay, go.
It's like my favorite horror movie is this. It's normally set to the song I Love You, I'm Sorry by Gracie Abrams. And we see people sharing movies that aren't, like I said, they're not like slasher movies. They are the things that like wrecked you as a kid or as an adult. So for example, somebody said, oh my gosh, my favorite horror movie was Bambi 2, where he thinks he hears his dead mother's voice, but it's really a hunter using a deer call. And that was really traumatizing for them. Mm. Or people saying the beginning of the movie Up with the old man is really sad. Or Lion King, when it's like the stampede on Simba's dad. By Scar.
Oh.
These are people's favorite, you know, quote unquote horror movies because they're not really horror, but they scarred them so much that they think of them like that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you have something.
Well, I instantly think of my sister and The Incredible Four, right? Mm. Is that the, The Incredible Four, the animated movie? Right?
The Incredibles?
The Incredibles.
Or Fantastic Four.
The Incredibles.
Okay.
And the baby that at the end is all lit up in flames.
Yeah, Jack.
Oh my God, that scarred my oldest sister, Amy.
Oh no.
She couldn't sleep for a really, really long time.
I could see that.
I remember that. But for me, it was a Will Smith movie. And I just remember there was a dog in it, but I couldn't sleep for a really long
time. Oh my God, I know what you're talking about. Is it I Am Legend?
Yes. Why couldn't I sleep? What was wrong with the dog? Don't tell me.
You know.
No.
Bad.
No.
Bad.
Don't tell me.
No. I don't need to. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh my God. Is that why I couldn't sleep? I just remember I had to sleep with my sister Caitlin for like weeks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want to tell you because I don't want you to lose sleep.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
It's always a little bit of a struggle to get your man to be excited about really going on any sort of errand with you. But I think I came up with a little bit of a hack, okay? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to go to Target last night to get some travel essentials. We are going on vacation. We're leaving on Thursday. So I was like, I need to get the little mini
shampoos, the minis, deodorants.
Oh, oh my God, I love will tell those you things. That aisle is so hard to resist.
You know what's funny is I shopped it this weekend, even though I ain't going on vacation.
It's so fun.
I didn't even buy anything. I just like to look at it.
Well, I actually had a reason, and boy, did I go crazy. Anyways, I knew I needed some of that stuff. And I needed to get some snacks because that's how I'm paying my brother to watch my cats. Anyways, I wanted my boyfriend Curly to go with me. I was like, it'll be fun. Like, and you probably need to get some travel things mm-hmm. too. It's been a long time since we have gone anywhere. So let's get some essentials, get it out of the way so we don't have to do it after work one night this week. And he was just like pounding, oh, can you just go without me? You find better stuff when I'm not there. Yeah, he had all the excuses. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, no, I thought this would be fun. So what if you come with and I'll buy you one thing. I'll let you pick out one fun thing that's not an essential, but like, and he's like, well, what are we talking? Like, what's the one thing? And I'm like, well, I'm not going to buy you a TV, but like, I don't know. If there's a nice pair of sunglasses you like, because they're pretty cheap there, right? Or I offered like a bro tank that he can wear on the beach. Kind of kidding about that one. But I was like, you can pick out one thing. And then we got to the store and this man was locked in, okay? He wanted to go through every section. He let me go through my sections and was picking out, like, he had a pair of sunglasses. He's like, ooh, I kind of like these. Let's carry these around. And then he found a shirt that he liked better. So then the sunglasses came out of the cart. And he's like, well, I don't want that to be my one thing. I like this shirt better. He was so invested on finding his one thing that now I'm like, I don't care if I have to add $15 to my Target trip, because he was so, he behaved well for once at Target.
I hate to tell you this.
I got scammed.
No.
What?
Taylor, you just mommed your boyfriend.
Oh my God, I did.
You just mommed your boyfriend.
I did.
So freaking hard. You know how many times your mom would tell you that at the grocery store? All right, honey. Now, if you behave when we get to the checkout and they all got all the good candy, I'll let you pick out one good candy if you don't throw a tantrum and you behave yourself. You just mommed your boyfriend.
He didn't give me a choice. He was being a baby.
Then you're going to be spanking him.
Well, I don't know about that.
I know what you're thinking. Why on earth would someone be excited to talk about kitty litter or honestly talk about cleaning the cat box? But let me tell you, I've never been so excited in my entire life.
To clean the litter box?
Yes.
I honestly would do anything in my power to pass it off to my boyfriend Curly, so I'm not sure why you're excited.
Yeah, it's also not my job in the house. I have made that very clear in the last, like, 5 months. That's not my job. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, sorry, I don't do it.
Oh, you're a lucky dog, because we alternate every night.
And you know what? It's about to be less of neighbor man's job.
What'd you buy?
Girl.
I knew it. Is it a robot?
Yes!
No!
Yeah!
You got a litter robot?
Yes, we did.
Please tell me about it.
Oh my God, girl, I'm going to tell you right now, you need to invest. Invest, invest. It is the Leo Lu 2 is what it's called.
I have no idea about
it. But we have actually called it the Poop Cleaner 2000. We've renamed it.
All right.
Let me tell you right now. It was on sale, so that's what I had went into Petco. And then I saw it was on sale. I sent a picture to a neighbor man and he was like, dude, get it. I was like, okay. Here's the thing. This thing is awesome. Okay.
Okay.
First thing, they go in, kitty goes in, and kitty does
business.
Potty, right? And then I can set when kitty leaves. It has a sensor. It knows when kitty's in. It also has sensors outside, so it knows when kitty leaves.
Okay.
Okay. And then I can set how long it waits until kitty leaves before it does the cleaning cycle. I set 2 minutes just for safety.
Yeah.
And then it will start the cleaning cycle. Here's the thing. It has an app. So it tells me all the times the kitty goes potty.
Oh.
So at 10:52 a.m., kitty just used the loo and weighs 20.9 pounds. You can guess which one that is.
Oh, my God. That's the big
fat
the big boy.
And then it tells me it's doing a cleaning cycle, and it will run the cleaning cycle.
Okay.
It also has, so then it wants, you know, whatever it has that it did, right? It will drop down into a little tray. And in that tray, it's got UV, like, lights, and it sterilizes it and kills 99.9% of the germs. I sound like an info commercial for this thing.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, my God. I think me and Neighbor Man were more excited for this purchase than the cats were. Now, so far, only, I think Luna has only really used it once based on the weight. Because I did see a cat used it at 10:16 that weighed 4.2 pounds. That's got to be Luna.
She weighs more than 4 pounds.
girl, she's dainty. I don't think she weighs more than 4 pounds. Trust us, we feed her. She don't eat. But no, Fat Moochie's 20 pounds. Yesterday he weighed 22, so he's lost 2 pounds.
I'm just waiting for you to see like 120 show up. And you're like, oh, neighbor man used it.
Now, I know we're not supposed to be jealous of people, right?
Right.
But I have never been so jealous of strangers in my entire life yesterday. I think it was because it was nice outside. People were eager to get out. I mean, the amount of motorcyclists I saw driving by my house.
Oh, I saw a convertible driving around yesterday.
Oh, God. People walking by, people with their dogs outside. And then across the street, I saw two older men with metal detectors. And ooh. I was like, wait a minute. I think I might want this to be a hobby.
I have always thought this.
Really?
Yeah. But you don't ever think about it until you see somebody randomly doing it.
Exactly. Neighbor man's trying to talk me out of it. He's like, do you know how expensive those things are? I said, screw it. I don't know. We'll find a way to pay for it. But it looks like a fun hobby. He's like, I think you're going to think that up until like you try 3 times and you don't ever find anything. And then you'll be like, this is boring.
I don't think so.
I see. That's what I think. I think I'm going to have a blast if I do it.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Exactly.
Okay? I don't care if it's a quarter. I'm going to be excited that it's stuck to my... Well, no, they don't stick. They just beep, don't they?
Uh-huh. I'm going to tell you right now what I was watching. This is a moment yesterday when I was watching these two men, metal detect. I don't know if there's an actual like verbiage for it, but when I was watching them, I was like, God, I wish I had binoculars because I so was spying on them and I wish I could have seen them just up... more up close. But as I was watching them, they're like going back and forth, and then one guy he got something. So he bends down and he's digging, and then he gets back up and he detects again, and then he gets back down and he digs.
Ooh.
And then he picks something up and he's looking at it. I'm like, oh, is it a ring? Is it a quarter? Like, what could it be? And this is when I wish I had binoculars.
Okay, I need you to keep an eye on these guys, because if they're regulars, you gotta go make friends.
Oh, I thought you meant go and start looking in that ground and see if there's like diamonds over there. I don't know.
Well, I thought that too.
I'm gonna be rich. Yeah, screw maybe. Radio.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.